Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. And this week's going to be a little different from our routine. Normally we study the Bible together and we have a weekly rhythm that helps us do that. But this week we're going to do a 1 week pause from our routine to talk a little bit about where we are as a community and to have an opportunity for me to hear from you. Maybe you think of us mostly as a mobile app and website where you can just kind of consume some content, but we really have a higher goal for this. We really want to see a community forming out of Redeem the Commute. So as we explore what it means to follow Jesus as individual people, we also want to make sure we're connected to others who are doing the same. And that even though we're a community of scattered and busy people, often commuting, we want to make sure that we take time to gather with others. And that doesn't just mean, you know, going to a church service on Sunday. There's a lot more to it. And so as we try to become a community, we want to be clear on what we're committed to as a community of people learning to follow Jesus together. So we're going to look this week, over the 5 days of this week, Monday to Friday, at five commitments that we should have as a community. First of all, growth in discipleship and learning together. Being committed to groups and community. Committed to generosity with our resources, committed to grace and lifestyle, and committed to God in worship. Well, yesterday we looked at how we're going to be committed to growth in discipleship, in learning to follow Jesus. And then today we're going to start talking about how we can be committed to one another in groups and community. We're trying to become a community, and although we have this great way to stay in sync as a community, even when we're apart, we don't want that to be our only mode. We don't want to only be scattered. We want to have a gathered mode as well, even if it's not as frequent as it might be in some other churches, even if it's not the way we started. We want to just make sure we're well-rounded as followers of Jesus with both gathered and scattered modes. So gathered mode is when we do gather together in groups, and they could be big groups or small groups. You might immediately think of a church service, you know, a big group, but there are other ways that church communities meet together as well, in what we could call small groups. A small group of people, maybe, you know, 6 to 10 people who gather together regularly to study the Bible together. Studying our challenges is a great way to do that. To just enjoy each other's presence in what we could call fellowship. And also to serve their community in some way together, to make sure that as a group they're not just inward focused on their own needs, but finding a way to help others in need, both in their group and outside of their group. Sometimes this looks like a small group that meets regularly to discuss our challenges. Sometimes it might be part of a course, like we occasionally offer live Christianity 101 courses. And of course, sometimes it's a larger group, like a Sunday church service. And we have a Sunday church service now. We didn't have one a year ago, but we do now, called Redeemer Church's Family Room. I'll talk about it more Friday, but that's a way to meet in a larger setting, to learn to follow Jesus, fellowship with others, and reach out and serve our community around us. I think a really key part of being in a small group is that a small group is with you sustainably over the year. It doesn't mean you meet every single week all year. It's great to take a break, but it's a sustainable, regular, ongoing part of your life, and that means a small group can be with you in good times and in bad. Sometimes people withdraw from church and community in difficult times when they actually really need the support and encouragement of others. And so a small group is the kind of group who are going to notice if you're withdrawing, if you're going through a tough time, the kind of people who might bring you a meal, the kind of people who just might reach out and say, hey, how are you doing, when you need it most, even if your natural tendency would be to withdraw. Many people have tried to follow Jesus alone, but there's really no example from the Bible of that happening, of anybody who can really call themselves a Christian who's completely cut off from the rest of the Christian community. Seems to be a really important part of following Jesus. His disciples were a small community of people who lived life with him in good times and in bad. And it's the example we see in the early church as well, as people first organized themselves to follow Jesus after he rose again and then ascended from the earth. Now, in a lot of church communities, small groups are kind of organized in a top-down fashion, where there's an organized list of groups that you can join based on geography or affinity. And sometimes they're capped and you can't join because one is too full, or sometimes they start new groups and they're desperately looking for people. And I originally had a bit of that vision in mind for us, but quickly realized that what we need as a church and as a community online is a more organic approach, small groups that you organize yourselves. I think the best connections you've got are the people you already know. You don't need to go and find a group, a bunch of people you don't know, to try to share life together. You're already sharing life with people, with family, with friends, with colleagues, with fellow commuters, and that's why we're constantly encouraging you in these challenges to share in discussion with other people in your life. You already have things in common. You're already friends. So why not discuss real life together? Why not discuss life's really big, important questions with those people with whom you already spend time, who you already enjoy being around? So wherever you find yourself around people, I hope you'll share our challenges and become a bit of a small group that meet regularly. If you're already doing that, that's great. If you're not, please do find that kind of person and then share our challenges with them, where you watch the videos together or you watch them separately, and then whenever you are together, you discuss together what you've been learning, how it's changing your perceptions about life, and how you're trying to actually apply and live it out. If you're meeting weekly with a group, we have a special weekly study guide that you can access on the groups page. So redeemthecommute.com/groups. And there you'll find a weekly list of discussion questions. So even if you're meeting on Monday or Tuesday, you can see what discussion questions we'll be asking on Wednesday, Thursday, and you can get discussing right away. So that's great if your group is meeting once a week and not on a daily basis. Now, because of our organic small group model, I think it's a great model and it's what's right for our community. But because of that, I don't always know how many groups are meeting out there. Some of you I've met with you before. Some of you have registered on our website to let me know that you're meeting together in a small group, but many of you have not. And I'd just love to hear from you. We're a community of hundreds and maybe even thousands of people who are regularly accessing our content. And we see some basic stats, but we don't know stories, we don't know names. It's up to you to let me know those things. So if you're out there, I hope you'll let me know. If you're pressed for time, I have one simple task. Go to our website or our mobile app, and you'll see a simple one-question survey where you can let me know if you're meeting regularly in a group, or if you're not interested, or if you're looking for a group. I'd love to hear from you either way. Now, if you have a little bit more time, you can find the contact page on our website and let me know more of the story behind that choice. Why are you looking for a group? What kind of a group? Or what's your group experience been like so far? How can I help you? How can I coach you as a leader in that small group? Or how can I help your group divide and reproduce? So let me know your status with respect to groups. Have you started one? Would you like to start one? Are you just not interested or not able? And you can do that through that one question. You can do it through our contact form, or you can do it by meeting me in person at Starbucks on Wednesday, tomorrow, July 22nd at 8 p.m. or Thursday, July 23rd in the afternoon at 4 p.m. The internet's so anonymous, I won't know you're out there unless you tell me. So we put a lot of stuff out there, and it's sometimes discouraging when we don't hear a lot back. So you can really help us out, encourage us, and give us some feedback by reaching out this week. So have a good night, and I'll see you tomorrow as we continue our status update. Bye for now.